More than $225 million in preliminary grant awards are being distributed to 142 projects aimed at improving neighborhood assets across the state that were disproportionately impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. With our partners on both the local and state levels, we've prioritized helping Georgia's communities further recover from the pandemic with a bottom-up approach, said Governor Brian Kemp. Today, we're investing these funds to see that those most heavily impacted have even more resources at their disposal, and I want to thank our partners for helping us make that possible. Neighborhood assets include parks, recreation facilities, sidewalks, and healthy food access in communities. In accordance with grant requirements, awarded funds will go to eligible nonprofits and local governments to utilize in improving or maintaining recreational facilities in qualified census tracts or for repair or maintenance needs due to significantly greater use of public facilities during the pandemic. Through the initiative, the city of Statesboro will be receiving $1.65 million for the Creek on the Blue Mile project. I want to thank Governor Kemp for his leadership during the pandemic and today when local communities and citizens are still being impacted, said Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones. Georgia's economy recovered quickly because of his leadership and the Georgia General Assembly's partnership. We are committed to ensuring all available relief funds are appropriated in a responsible manner and utilized by communities who need assistance the most. A full list of preliminary award recipients, 142 total, and project amounts can be found below. For more information, click here. Those with questions regarding allotments and criteria for the awards should email grants@opb.georgia.gov. To view active grant opportunities, visit this site.